Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Derek Batelho. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Derek Batelho. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Davis and he is out, Bowa applying the tag. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Heap moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts towards the mound. Batelho fields it and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to second. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Batelho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batelho hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Batelho settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. Lynch bunts towards the mound. Batelho fields it and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman catches it. Sandberg is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Backman reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Heap reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Mets. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Mets. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. Lynch strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods pinch hits for Larry Sorensen. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Meredith now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 4 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana moves to third. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Ron Meredith. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Say scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Mets. Roger McDowell now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Davis to second, and Hernandez is out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heap hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Heap reaches second base with a double. Strawberry moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Reynolds now catching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Reynolds and he is safe. Moreland steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.